You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Okay, so before we get to our next segment, we need to check back in with Idaho Gourd Society President Ron Swank, who is carving a thunder gourd throughout the entire show. Okay, Ron, how's it going? Oh, he still can't hear me. What's going on in there, you guys? Okay, now he can hear me. Okay.
Here we are.
Here we are. Okay, how far have you gotten so far?
I'm getting doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Getting right along, yes. We're moving right along. It's
okay.
Looking great.
So why carve a gourd instead of a pumpkin?
So the thing with the gourds, once you harvest them, once they've dried, they matured, they last for a lifetime. They last forever.
Really?
Unlike like the pumpkins, they just...
They get nasty and gross.
They do get nasty, yes.
They kind of disintegrate upon your porch.
Absolutely.
If you leave them for a long time. Not that I would know this out of personal experience. Okay, we will check back in with you as the show continues.
Sounds good. Thanks, Gemma.
So now let's turn to a new documentary. Made in Boise is the story of women and families making a remarkable choice to become surrogates for families who, for whatever reason, cannot give birth to biological children. And turns out, Boise is something of a hotspot for this. And now, filmmaker Beth Aala has produced an hour-long documentary that will air nationally on PBS stations next week. Let's take a listen to that trailer.
My mom has babies for other people. It's pretty cool, but weird at the same time.
Surrogacy, it's not just gained in popularity nationwide, but in Idaho.
Surrogacy is the new norm, oftentimes, for those families struggling with fertility.
We had one embryo left. It was the end of the road.
It's so heartbreaking that people out there can't have children of their own.
We want healthy mom, healthy baby. That's our goal.
Made in Boise, part of Independent Lens on PBS.
And Beth is joining us by Skype today from New York City. Thanks, Beth, so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
And here in studio with us is Nicole Williamson, who has been a surrogate 4 times and is CEO of A Host of Possibilities. The Boise-based company helps surrogates and families, also known as intended parents, navigate this process. And we've had both Nicole and Beth on the program before to talk about this. So I want to welcome you back as well, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
So, Beth, first off, huge congrats on getting your documentary picked up by PBS. Well, what does that feel like?
You know, this film was so hard to make, but so rewarding on so many levels that we are so excited to be the opening film for Independent Lens. I mean, it's really the biggest honor we could have hoped for.
So how did you learn about surrogacy in Boise? Because, you know, living here for as long as I have, you hear little inklings about, oh, there's a surrogacy population here. But you kind of feel like it's a myth rather than fact.
Well, my childhood friend was a labor and delivery nurse at St. Luke's, and she was also on the East Coast one summer, and she was telling me about a nurse friend of hers who also worked at St. Luke's who was a surrogate at the time. And I was a little confused when she said that. And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Oh, everybody at St. Luke's is doing it," meaning becoming surrogates. And I was like, "What?" And so I immediately had to find out more.
Well, right? That because you're like, what? How's that possible? Right?
Right. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And sure enough, there's this amazing community in Boise, Idaho that most people don't know about.
And we should note that they're not all nurses at St. Luke's. We should note that.
Right.
So, Nicole, you actually started a company to help connect surrogates and intended parents. So what compelled you to start A Host of Possibilities?
So I had been a surrogate 2 times prior with other agencies, and I just saw some things that could be improved, really focusing on the relationship with the surrogate and the intending parents throughout the whole process. And so that was kind of our model and our focus, and I just went for it.
So, you know, we talked in the interview back in June of 2018. I can't believe it's been that long, if we go back that far out. But why is Boise a place that intended families, you know, not just from Idaho and beyond, come to find a surrogate, Nicole?
So I think there's a couple reasons. One, a lot of women here live healthy lifestyles. We're very active. We get outside. You know, that really helps. I think, too, the cost is a lot lower. between, you know, the fertility clinic and our costs, it's a lot more expensive in other states to do it. And so I think that's a big key factor for them coming here.
And you have intended parents from all over the world, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Israel, Spain, London.
Yeah. And how much do surrogates get paid in Boise, or does that look different for each case?
Yeah, so it can vary depending on the agency. So each agency kind of sets their amounts. Mm-hmm. You know, for mine, it's $28,000. They get compensated for a first time surrogate, and then a proven surrogate gets $38,000. But it can vary, and we just follow the Association for Reproductive Medicine guidelines when we kind of set that stuff.
Okay, so I have to be the devil's advocate here, and right. I am, and I'm sure I'm not the first person who has ever said this to you. There are people out there that may think that surrogates do this just for the money. What do you say to that?
So I say they might be right. I mean, there probably are some people out there that do that just for the money. But for my agency, we really focus on that relationship. And yeah, the money is great. Like, they can go do something with it. They can go to school. They can help their family. But if their heart isn't in it and they don't want to help somebody, we weed them out and we don't have them with our agency. But I can tell you the majority of women, they do it because they want to help somebody.
And Beth, when you were filming this documentary, what was your take on that idea with the surrogates that you interviewed and that you followed?
I came at this story, one, because my friend introduced me to it, but also from this personal experience where my friend from college actually asked me to be her surrogate. It's illegal here in New York. She had, you know, years of painful failed IVF treatments and miscarriages. And so I kind of approached this film to understand why women would do this job, because I certainly wouldn't want to do it. And I was asked by someone I loved to do it. And that really opened up this topic to me, to kind of have an understanding and have some empathy. And, you know, when I went to Boise, you see how complicated the process is. It's not easy to become a surrogate. It certainly comes with lots of risk. And so while there's a, you know, compensation element to it, I really, for me, I couldn't just believe that it was about the money. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was just too much involved and it was too hard. And it's a year of your life, you know, you break that down. And in the end, it's like it really becomes less than poverty level, like, kind of income. So when you break it down over the course of time, it really is like, well, no one's making millions off of this. So to me, it was not kind of the first and foremost part of it, you know?
Well, and I think that's so interesting, because having had two children, there is no way that I would ever want to do this, nor would I do it for anyone. And that's a personal decision. So, I mean, Nicole, do you see that sometimes where there, I mean, because you hear from these surrogates that they are compelled to do this.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing is the majority of the surrogates, we have great pregnancies. We love being pregnant. I felt the best when I was pregnant. So it's not something that puts us out. We live our normal lives. I still worked. We still did our stuff. We still had our families. We just got to carry another baby. And when it doesn't affect your life in a negative way, it doesn't make, you know, and I think we do. We want to help people. I mean, if you see the film, all those women in there, they help other people. Like, they're always doing something to help other people. And I think it's the most amazing feeling.
And I would imagine that you've heard from some people out there who might be opposed to surrogacy for either political or religious reasons. But are you also beginning to hear from people maybe whose minds have been changed because they've been affected somehow by surrogacy?
Yeah, so I think it makes a big difference if you have a personal situation that does affect you. It makes you look at it very differently. And I think also just educating people so that they really understand, you know, it's not our egg. It's not our baby. It's someone else's baby that we're just carrying and growing and then giving it back to them. That makes a huge difference because I think there's a lot of misconceptions mm-hmm. that people have. And once they realize, oh, this is so different, it really does change their mind about it.
Well, there is a huge misperception out there that somehow you are the biological mother of this child.
Right. Right.
And that is not the case with surrogacy.
No. So it's gestational carriers. So we are literally just carrying the baby and then giving it back to the parent.
And do you think part of it is, and maybe Beth, you can chime in on this as well, is when we've changed the verbiage from surrogate to gestational carrier, has that made a difference in people's understanding of what this is? And Nicole, you're shaking your head no. So no. And Beth, what did you see any difference at all?
I mean, I think people might understand it a little bit better. I think surrogacy, gestational carriers, I think the whole concept is pretty foreign to people still today, even though it's on our, consciousness, it's in our culture, it's slowly becoming more and more prevalent. But I think people's true understanding of what it is still, there's still a big learning curve. And having kind of promoted this film with Nicole and having long conversations with people, they're still like, wait, so Nicole, is it hard to give up your baby? After we go through all the details, it's not Nicole's baby, it's Shannon's baby. And it's a thing, it's something that's really hard to understand for some reason. And, it could be rooted by, traditional carriers like from 25 years ago where the woman did use her egg, and we no longer do that. And so people are still stuck at that time when it was very controversial back then.
If we go back, as you said, 25, 30 years ago, there was a case that became incredibly infamous where this child went back and forth within custody of the surrogate, but who was the biological mother, to the father, and it made national and international headlines. And I think maybe that is part of it, is that's what we all still think of surrogacy looking like.
Absolutely. I mean, it's illegal here in New York from that case, and it's still illegal and it's still controversial. And I think people are feeling the remnants of that very infamous case when they think about surrogacy. Hopefully this film changes that.
What did you learn, Beth, about surrogacy that you didn't know before when you were doing this film?
I didn't know how emotionally connected the parents and the surrogates were going to be. And that to me was really a big surprise. I didn't know anything about surrogacy really. And so to see that emotional part of it surface over the course of this journey that they take on together, that was really powerful and very surprising. And I also was, I had my biases about Idaho, I have to say, I'm sorry. But I found Boise to be this incredibly open and progressive place that I didn't expect. And so, St. Luke's has a surrogacy program, the way that Nicole handles her family and welcoming all kinds of family.
So I think
families here.
But I do want to end, Nicole, with you, because if there was one thing that you would want someone to know about the world of surrogacy, what would it be?
Just one thing, huh?
One. Yeah. I'm sure there's 10, but I want you to narrow it down to one.
I just think the education piece and learning that and understanding that these women are doing it not only they're just doing it to help somebody. And that's the biggest thing, is we just want to help somebody have a baby and complete their family. It is definitely a labor of love. And these relationships, these amazing relationships, are built through this process. I mean, I am in contact with all of my intending parents still. I vacation with one of them like every year now. So, I mean, it's not just this business transaction. It is this amazing relationship that you create with these complete strangers, and you help them have a family. And it's the most rewarding thing ever. And I think that is what I want people to walk away with, is to really understand that.
I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your day to talk to us. So looking forward to seeing this film. We have been talking with Nicole Williamson of Host of Possibilities and documentary filmmaker Beth Aala. Made in Boise will premiere on PBS nationally next Monday. That is October 28th. Here in Idaho, you can watch it on Idaho Public Television at 10 p.m. I want to thank both of you so very much for the conversation.
Thanks so much, Gemma. It was great to be on.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.